for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Good evening, everyone. Jared Slovey with you. Got a good matchup tonight between Valley Heights and the Onega Buffaloes here in Onega at the Rosenfield Sports Complex for this one, week two of the high school football season. These two teams are familiar with each other, but not these players exactly. They haven't met together since 2015, in which Valley Heights won that matchup in 2015 by a final score of 19-6. Mustangs have won six of the last eight matchups, going back to the year of 2008. I was in junior high at that time. Onega won 21-0 last week. It was their first shutout since October 16, 2020, versus Blue Valley Randolph. That was the fewest points in a victory since September 5th, 2014. That was a game at Donovan West when they won 16-8. Well, the Buffaloes last year, they were 4-5, losing in the first round of the 8-man Division II playoffs, so they move up from 8-man Division II to 1A this season. And they lost last year to Thunder Ridge, which got all the way to the semifinals by a final score of 62-16. And to mention that they have not played 11-man for a while. It was 2015 was the last time they played in 11-man. They were in 2A. So first time they've been in 1A for a long time. Ben Coulterman, in his fifth season at the helm, head coach for the Buffaloes. He was hired before the 2018 season began, and last year was his best season as the head coach at 4-5. So hoping to continue to improve, as he is 1-0, looking to go 2-0 and try to get to a .500 season for the first time in his young coaching career. He's led by their quarterback, Zach Fisher, who has started in all four seasons in high school. He rushed for over 1,100 yards a season ago, which is roughly around 125.7 yards per game. I said roughly, I said the exact number. So anyway, last season, he also got 19 touchdowns, passed for 344 yards, and had 7 touchdowns. They lose their running back from last year, Rylan McGinnis, who is now at Highland Community College running back. And he is going to be tearing it up there for a while. I'll tell you, folks, he was a stud last year. Well, as this team last year on the ground, they had a total of 2,405 rushing yards, 38 touchdowns, 6.3 yards per carry, and only 340 total passing yards, all of those coming from their quarterback from this year. And in their win against McLeod, they picked up 276 yards, which is a tad under their 2021 average, and they put up those 21 points. So hoping to get Zach Fisher going here today, the senior, coming off a day where he only had one completion, didn't really need to do a whole lot, and we'll see if he needs to do maybe a little bit more against a Valley Heights team, which I believe will be a step up in competition, considering what we have seen so far here in this young, very young, 2022 season. As for Valley Heights, they lost to Centralia at home 34-14 last week. They're under second-year head coach Cody Trimble, who went 4-5 last year and is 0-1 this season. They lost their quarterback, Caden Parker, to a season-ending injury in the first practice of the year, according to their head coach. And looking for their quarterback, Matt Shanks, to step up here today. He was 4-11 in the loss, 58 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. And on the ground, he had a couple of big fourth-down conversions and had a rushing touchdown as well. We're going to go and have the national anthem. We'll be back in about two and a half minutes or so, and we'll be back with more of your pregame coverage here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on KMZA 92.1 FM.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. Personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
A few minutes away from kickoff here from Rosenfield Sports Complex in Onega, between the Onega Buffaloes and the Valley Heights Mustangs. Talking more about these Mustangs before we got to our break, talking about some of the players to watch out for in this one. Quarterback Max Shanks, he is going to hope to do a little bit better this week than he did last week against a very good Centralia defense. And he'll have some opportunities along with Jaden DeWalt, running back, who had 12 carries for 107 yards and a touchdown, had a 50-yard touchdown in garbage time. And Kaysen Bigham will have to be a little bit more efficient this week. He went 18 for 41 yards. He also had a 21-yard reception as well. Played well on defense. He had 6 tackles for the Mustangs. And kind of looking at some other stuff going on, we got the matchups around the Twin Valley League. As of right now, Centralia is 1-0 in the league. Valley Heights is 0-1. Onega and Troy have not played a league game just yet, but both of those two teams are 1-0. Muncie could not beat Troy last week. Final score was 28-22. And as for this week, Centralia hosts Christ Prep, Valley Heights and Onega, of course, this one. And then Troy is at Valley Falls. And then next week, all four of the teams will be squaring off against each other. Troy at Valley Heights and Onega at Centralia. As for District 4, which is where Valley Heights is not in District 4, my mistake. But either way, in District 4 this week, yeah, Jackson Heights playing at MHMA. And that's going to be a big matchup. Moorhill Mounts, the Ravens coming off an ice event. Jackson Heights, same thing. And also we have Riverside playing at Perry Lecompton. That should also be a big one for the Cause coming off a loss. They are going to play with a vengeance today against the Cyclones. And then I mentioned Troy Valley Falls. And next week, pretty good slate of games as well. Onega is at Centralia. Jackson Heights is going to, no, I have Jackson Heights and HMA again. That's not right. But either way, Riverside is at Royal Valley. And then Troy is at Valley Heights. So some pretty good matchups for next week. We're going to step aside for one more time, then we'll have kickoff here from Onega. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
United Bank and Trust. Hi, this is Lacey Free with United Bank and Trust. Help us kick off the Nemaha Central Thunder football season at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, September 9th. Meet us at the North parking lot near Thunder Field for your free NC t-shirt. We hope to see you on Friday, September 9th, while we cheer on the Thunder as they host the Royal Valley Panthers. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
KMZA.
Back here from Onega, awaiting first kick between Onega and Valley Heights. Let's take a look at those starting lineups. We'll start off with the starting offense for Valley Heights. On the offensive line, the left tackle is Spencer Lees. At left guard is Craig Smith. Damon Youngeberg at center, Tyrell Wagner is at right guard, and Drake Slifer is at right tackle. At quarterback is Max Shanks, running back Jaden DeWalt, and at scat back is Dummermuth. Kaysen Bigham is at fullback, and at wideouts they have Logan Gray. On the left side, on the right side is Royce Ekstrom. As for Onega, their defense, they go with four up front, with four linebackers, three corners, and a safety. Defensive ends, you have Race Fisher and Dylan Magnet. You also have Colby Fordham and Gavin Colterman in the middle of that defensive line. At linebacker, Landon Culling, Jeremiah Dorsey, Hunter Lamond, and Donovan Mason. He starts out at cornerback. Connor Nider is there as well, along with Jackson Colterman. And safety is the quarterback, Zach Fisher. And taking a look at the flip side here with Onega's offense. On the offensive line, left tackle is Gavin Colterman, left guard is Race Fisher, center is Jeremiah Dorsey, right guard Dylan Magnet, and right tackle is Colby Fordham, quarterback is Zach Fisher, running back Landon Culling with fullback Hunter Lamond, and wide receivers Connor Nider and Jackson Colterman, with Donovan Mason doing some wide receiving as well, with L.J. Kelzer at tight end. And for the defense, for the Mustangs, they go back to their 4-4-3 defense. At defensive end, you have Drake Slifer and Tyrell Wagner. In the middle of that D-line is Jacob Sweet and Spencer Lees. At linebacker, you have Royce Ekstrom, Dustin Denton, James Bulkin, and Logan Gray. At cornerback is Jade DeWalt and Caden Dummermuth, with Max Shanks playing safety. So both defenses having their quarterback play safety on the flip side of the ball. And they just did the coin toss. Looks like we're about to get underway. Onega is going with their black on blacks, black top, black bottoms, with their orange helmets, with the Buffalo Bill logo with the orange streak along the side. And as for Valley Heights, they have their road white uniforms, black pants, and purple helmets with the VH on the side. Week 2. Hard to believe it, but here we are. Such long anticipation for week 1. And we blink, and all of a sudden it's Friday again. Valley Heights looking to get back to their winning ways of a few years ago. They went 7-2 in 2020, 7-3 in 2019, 6-4 in 2018. They were under 500 last year, trying to bounce back this season, but as mentioned, dealing with some injuries already early on in the 2022 season. As for Onega, they are looking for their first winning season since 2019, when they went 5-4. Last year, they were very close at the 8-man level, but they jump up to 11-man this season. But hey, they are already 1-0 and off to a very good start. Mustangs will kick it off. And doing the booting will be Jane DeWalt. He does most of the special teams. He also punts and returns kicks. Jay DeWalt, the 5'10", 150-pound sophomore, getting us ready. And beats a return, is Donovan Mason, the senior, and Josh Daniels, the freshman. Lined up. And here we go, week two, high school football here on KMZA. First bounce at about the 25-yard line. Daniels picks it up. He's at the 25. He rolls up, tries to get to the 30. He's stuffed at the 26-yard line. And the ball is out, I think. I think the Buffalo's covered, so. It'll be Onega ball at the 26-yard line. So out comes their starting quarterback, Zach Fisher. 1 for 3 last week over the air, but 238 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns in week one. There's a snap, and Fisher's going to keep it himself, bounces to the outside, trying to get to the 30, does get there, and taken down at the 31-yard line, gain of 5 to start for the Buffaloes. First of what will be very, very many carries for the senior. What a career he has had, and what a start to the 2022 season last year, almost getting a quarter of 1,000 yards in 1 week. Pretty phenomenal stuff for the Omega quarterback. L.J. Kelzer, the sophomore tight end, coming in with the play call from the sideline. Van Colchman is mentioned in his 5th season. Low snap. Fisher is going to go ahead and keep it himself. Bouncing to the outside, he's able to get back to the line of scrimmage and gets a couple yards extra and then loses the ball out of bounds close to the sticks. And are they going to say that he got it? I think he did. Slifer with the tackle. Looks like he was able to get to the 34-yard line. That's a gain of 3, and they'll move the chains. Or 8, excuse me. No, I had the yard lines mixed up there. They don't have the 5s marked, so that's going to be maybe a little confusing for myself. 10:45 to go here in quarter number 1, opening drive. 2 plays, 13 yards. Both carries by Zach Fisher. Tight package, 1 receiver to the left, the option, flip it to the outside. Nice move by Landon Coling, who gets his first carry of the game, but only for a gain of a couple. He's 2nd and 8 on Coling's first carry of the game, the 5'9", 140-pound junior. Caden Dummermuth with the tackle for Valley Heights. Snyder will exit. Kelzer back in the game for Onega. Valley Heights really likes to play close to the line of scrimmage with their defense. The linebacker is only about 2 yards behind defensive linemen. That's because it's such a tight offensive formation, though. 2 men in the backfield. Here's the option. Left side, Fisher's going to keep it. He gets to the 45, dives across the 50, and that is where he is taken down. That'll be a first down, a carry for 8. Max Shanks gets a tackle on that try. So far, the option working very well for the Buffaloes. Haven't seen Fisher go to the air just yet. Don't think he'll have to do that too much again today. Try to not have that be something that he does too often. First and 10, Fisher hands it off. Left side, bouncing back to the right is Lamont, the fullback. And he's able to get 1 out of that play. Third ball carrier of the evening will probably see a 4th with their freshman Josh Daniels. And he'll actually give him a couple yards on that play. Just because this team likes to run a lot doesn't mean that the offense is stale. They, as mentioned, they like to have a lot of guys run a lot of different formations, keep the defenses honest. This offense, anything but stale here this afternoon so far. 25 yards so far on this drive, 8:36 to go in the first quarter. Option left side, Fisher keeps, and a good job that time with the tackle by Kason Bigham. Gain of one that time, his shortest carry of the game. So it'll be third and seven. Like the optimism from the PA announcer saying the short seven. Ball at the Valley Heights 46-yard line. Started from their own 26. So out wide to the near side is sophomore wide receiver Jackson Coulterman. Once again, two in the backfield. Keeper, Fisher, left side. Tries to get back to the line of scrimmage. He does. And that is where he'll be taken down. No gain on that play. And it'll be fourth down and seven. We'll see if they punt or go for it here. Looks like they will punt this one away. A little bit of a low snap. Picked up and booted away by Jackson Coulterman. This one returned at the 12-yard line. Going to the left side is Jaden DeWalt. And he tries to get the corner. He cannot. He's taken down at the 29. And that'll be an 8-yard return from the wide receiver for the Mustangs. So the Valley Heights defense holds to give up a few plays. But ultimately, Onega has to punt the ball away. 26 yards on that drive. And we get to see Matt Shanks and his offense for the first time today. Once again, led by second-year head coach Cody Trimble. Damian Youngberg, their center, stands at 5'4", 150-pound senior. Pitch right side to Waltz, trying to get him to the outside. He is taken down. Nice play by Race Fisher at the line of scrimmage, and no gain. It'll be second and 10. Mentioned last game here on KMZA when they played Centralia that they, I'm sure this week, will be using DeWalt a lot more with how effective he was last Friday, in which he had that 50-yard touchdown with just a hair over 2 minutes left to go, but dig that away. He still had 11 carries for 57 yards. So just a shade under 5 yards a carry if you take away that touchdown. Tight formation. Shanks under center. DeWalt goes into motion. And it'll be run up the middle. That was by Kason Bigham, his first carry of the day. It's like a gain of about five. I think it's four is what here over the, actually they'll say five. So third and five from their own 34-yard line. Bigham in the backfield. DeWalt the tailback. Nobody wide. Hand off right side to DeWalt. Gets the first down and more. He's at the 50. And bounces out to the left, and he is going to break free all the way. He's at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown of Mustangs. From 66 yards away, Valley Heights takes it all the way to the house for six. That was his second carry of the game. And what a start for that Valley Heights offense. Just a run right up the right side. Went in between Youngberg and Tyrell Wagner off the right guard. The 6'1", 230-pound junior paving the way for that explosive play. Shanks under center for the two-point conversion. Option right side. DeWalt's got it, and he is in for the two. 5:51 left to go in the first quarter. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's 8-0 Valley Heights over Onega here on KMZA.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A 74-yard drive, including a 66-yard touchdown run by running back Jaden DeWalls, completing the two-point conversion as well, 5:51 to go in quarter number one. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Montana Martin kicking away for Valley Heights this time. Spectacular name, I should add. Line drive kick bounces at the 17, picked up by Daniels to go to the, trying to get to the outside and stopped at the 25, and that is where he's taken down. Buffaloes will get the ball right around where they got it last time with 5:44 to go in the first. It'll be Zach Fisher and his team coming back out here. They got across the field last drive, but had to punt. And a correction, by the way, that was a 71-yard drive. Doing some quick math in my head. So here we go. Drive number two for Onega. Fisher is going to pass after faking the run, throwing it deep. Got a man down there. Daniels, he's got it at the 40-yard line, 35-30, and being wrestled down by a couple of Mustangs all the way down to the 25. A 50-yard hookup on the first pass attempt of the game. And they'll say that it was actually a 49-yard play as they mark him down at the 26, but either way, unbelievable start to this drive. Beautiful fake by Zach Fisher. A little run fake, took a step in, backed out, dropped back, and Daniels was wide open. The freshman hit him in stride beautifully, made the over-the-shoulder catch for 49. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Buffaloes are driving after that long play. Fisher, a couple men in the backfield. You know, keep it himself, running to the outside. He'll get taken down a few yards after the line of scrimmage. Gain of, I think, 3 is what it looks like after that play. That is his 6th carry of the game. He has 25 yards so far on the ground. They're going to say it's closer to a 2-yard play, but either way, very solid start from the quarterback for the Buffaloes on the ground. LJ Kelzer checks in. One receiver split out wide to the left. That is Jackson Coulterman. Handed off. This is DeColing. His 2nd carry of the game goes for maybe 1, maybe 2. Trying to get the sophomore running back going here. The 3rd and 7 after the 1-yard gain at the Valley Heights 23. Kelzer and Connor Nider kind of switching out every other play. 8:45 to go here in the first. Daniels on the end of the line of scrimmage to the left. Snyder on the right. Looking to pass is Fisher. Looking to his left. Bring over is the head of his intended target, but it's caught by Jackson Colterman at the 10. He's to the 5. Trying to make some men miss. Spins off another tackle and down inside the 5 at the 2-yard line. I don't think he was the intended target. Jane Daniels was there, went over his head, and was almost in the hands of a Mustang, but it finds the hands of Jackson Colterman, the 5'9 sophomore, and it's first and goal from the 2. And they'll say it's at the 3, so again, just 1 yard off. That's 2 pass attempts, 2 completions for 69 yards. Very efficient start over the air for Zach Fisher, the senior. 2 men in the backfield from the far side hash. Takes a snap, keeps it himself. Tossing to the outside, trying to get the pylon, and he's got it. Into the end zone, touchdown, Onega answers. 8-6, and these 2-point conversions are going to be monumental for both teams. 2:47 to go here in this first quarter. Your scoring update is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. They're actually going to kick the PAT here. It'll be Fisher doing it himself. On the way, and it is good. So it is 8-7 after the 3-yard touchdown run by Zach Fisher. We'll take a break. It's once again 8-7. Valley Heights leads Onega here on the game of the week on KMZA.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca, with 3 Milwaukee sales going on at once. Choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number 3, buy lowered prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking! Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
Onega answers. It's 8-7. Valley Heights still in the lead, though. And the Mustangs will be back on offense after the kickoff. Axel is currently up 16-0 in the first quarter. Thanks to Kirk Hillman in the booth, back in the studio, helping out with some of these scores and pulling down the fort for us. Making sure I go over the air. Kickoff coming. It'll be from Race Fisher, the big man. 6'1", 235. Junior lines himself up. And it is Gray and DeWalt back to return. There's the kick. Back underway. First bounce at the 16-yard line picked up. Gray, far side. Come back to the middle. He's at the 20, 25. Stiff arms a man. And trying to shred another tackle and take it down to the 32-yard line. And that is where the Mustangs will start their second drive of the game. 16-yard return. 5'11", 150-pound running back. Sophomore. Max Shanks back out on the field. Sophomore quarterback with a nice drive. Three plays, 71 yards, 66-yard touchdown by Jaden DeWalt. Pitch right side, DeWalt, and he is taken down in the backfield for a loss. Colby Fordham with the tackle. That'd be a loss of four. It'll be second and 14 from the 27-yard line. Fantastic play by the 6 foot, 185-pound senior. 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one. It's Valley Heights 8, Onega 7. Here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College. Handoff right side, DeWaltz, able to get close to the original line of scrimmage. A gain of three, make it third down and 11. That Onega defensive line, nice rebound after a rough start. And that was Jackson Coulterman, the cornerback, with the tackle that time. Playing on the far side. Shanks will go to the shotgun for the first time today. Two receivers to the right, two to the left from the far hash, one man in the backfield. Shanks, low snap, gathers it, looking to throw over the middle, and it is out of the reach of Logan Gray. Just barely missed him. First pass attempt of the day, and it is fourth down and 11. In coverage was Donovan Mason, the 5'9 senior quarterback. Nice job in coverage. So the Mustangs will be punting this one away. Jaden DeWalt, the punter. Back to return is Zach Fisher. Try to give Onega some good field position in what will likely be the final drive of this first quarter with 109 remaining. DeWalt takes a snap. There's the boots. Places were down. He returns this at the 41-yard line. Head of steam is at the 50, 45, 40, and taken down to the 38-yard line. Nice return on that one. 21 yards on that return from the quarterback. And it looks like he's down on the play. And yes, that is Fisher that is down on the play on the near sideline. Can't really see what's going on. The players are kind of standing in the way, but that is Zach Fisher, who was injured on the play. We'll go and step aside for an injury timeout. We'll come back here in our game of the week here on KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
So right before the break, mentioned that Zach Fisher, the quarterback for Onega, returned that punt, and he is still down on the ground at the near sideline on the 38-yard line. And they have waved on the ambulance here. I think it's the ambulance. I think they're just having one of the people with the ambulance come over and help him over here, because it looks like it is a leg injury, his left leg, so it appears to be. He is right now currently sitting upright, which is always a good sign, not laying down. going to go ahead and we'll go and step aside for another timeout here, and hopefully have some good news. So we'll go and step aside here on Game of the Week on KMZA.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, though, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are People You Know, Care You Trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Still waiting for things to resume here from Onega at the Rosenfield Sports Complex. Zach Fisher, the quarterback for Onega, currently down on the field. Got a couple of scores for you. Jackson Heights currently leads Morehill Mount 6-0 in the first quarter. And Holton is leading Sabetha 7-0 here in the first quarter. In this one, 59.5 seconds left to go here in the first. It is Valley Heights 8, Onega 7. And that score brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So Fisher, those just joining us, had a very solid day overall. 7 carries for 27 yards on the ground, had a 49-yard pass to Josh Daniels and a 20-yard pass to Jackson Coulterman. And I don't think he's going to be playing any more today due to how long this has taken. Really hope that he's okay. He's gone to his feet now. You hear the applause. And again, it looks like it is his left leg, maybe his ankle or his foot, not his hamstring or his knee. It looks like it's his lower part of his left leg. That is, it's from what I can see from here. There are a few people blocking my path of getting a good look, but that appears to be what is going on with Zach Fisher. So backup quarterback is Jackson Coulterman. We'll see if we get to see him after that, or if they maybe change some things up, maybe see a few people running the offense. But either way, we wish the best for Zach Fisher, and be sure to stay tuned to our coaches show Wednesdays and Thursdays, 5:30 right here on KMZA, when we talk to these coaches, and we'll have to ask Coach Coulterman about his status. And he is he's taking his sock and his shoe off now. I can get a better view, and he is limping very gingerly over to his bench. It looks like his ankle. That's kind of what he's grabbing right now. So yeah, it looks like it's his left ankle that is the issue. So So we were able to get him over to the sideline, thankfully, and we'll keep an eye out on him over on the sideline and give you any updates that we have if he goes somewhere or miraculously maybe checks back in the game. We'll keep you updated on what happens here. So, again, our best wishes to the 4-year starting quarterback for Onega, Zach Fisher, who has been just such a baller all of his career here for the Buffaloes. But more importantly, it's just a real nice young kid, from what Coach Coulterman has told me of him. So Onega is in their huddle. Looks like they are going to get this drive going without their quarterback. They have the ball in very good field position after that punt return by Fisher. They have it at the Valley Heights 37-yard line. Mentioned that Jackson Coulterman is listed on the depth chart as their backup quarterback, but we'll see what they do. It looks like, yes, Ben Coulterman is there with his son talking about what he wants to do here on this drive. Really hard to play football after seeing your starting quarterback go down like that. The EMS and some of the parents over here on the sideline talking to Fisher, making sure he's okay. And thankfully, it isn't anything related to the knee or the hamstring or anything that would have to take him to the hospital. But this is certainly not a good sign that he cannot play in the game. Just got to hope that he's okay. All right, here we go. Onega, again, from the Valley Heights 37-yard line in the gun. Colterman drops back to pass. Throw on the first play, and it is going to be caught at the 29-yard line by Donovan Mason. So a gain of 7. So I had the lines wrong once again, but either way, pretty solid pickup. That was Mason's first reception and target. Quarterbacks combined are 3 for 3 for 76 yards over the air. Hand off up the middle. That's going nowhere. Going to Lamond. Nice play in the backfield by Jacob Sweet. A 6'3", 270-pound defensive tackle. That was Lamond's second carry of the game. That was for no gain. And that will be the final play of the first quarter. So it's Valley Heights 8 as they continue, had 2 drives in that quarter. Onega, they're on their 3rd drive. They have 7 points, and we'll go to our 2nd quarter after the break here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
We go to the 2nd quarter. It's Valley Heights with an 8-7 lead at Onega. Taking a look at how we got here. Valley Heights had a 66-yard three-play drive, which was a 66-yard one on a 71-yard drive. I knew there was math wrong there somewhere. So they got the 8-0 lead with 5:51 and left to go in the first quarter. And then with 2:47 left to go in the first quarter, a 3-yard run from Zach Fisher. And then he made the PAT. Fisher, though, is on the sideline with an injury to his left ankle. He's now taking his pads off. So it looks like his day for this game is done. It's Jackson Colterman is going to hand it off to the left side to his running back, Josh Daniels, and that will be for a loss of 3. His first carry of the game, a freshman, not able to do much at that time. So it'll be 4th down. Fourth down and 6 from the LA Heights 33-yard line, 11.5 to go here in the 2nd. Colterman in the gun. 2 men in the backfield are Colling and Lamond. A man wide to the left. That's Nider. Driving back to pass. Colterman looks to his left. He's going to fire to Nider. It's over his head and intercepted at the 25-yard line, returning it. Couldn't make out the number. And that was Max Shanks helping his own cause. There's a flag, I've been being told by the PA announcer on that return. We'll see if it's on the return or if maybe there's interference. It'll be a personal foul against Valley Heights, but was it during the return? Yes, it was. So it'll be a 15-yard play. Valley Heights will still have the ball They will be backed up. But the penalty will be assessed from the 29-yard line. So I believe that will put them at the 15, if it's a half the distance. 15, maybe 14.5-yard line. Yeah, the 14.5-yard line is where Mustangs will get the ball after the interception.
First of all, ball on.
So Shanks and company have a long ways to go on this drive. And off right side, and that is stuffed. And I believe that was DeWalt with the carry. No, it wasn't actually. That was Dubbermuth with his first carry of the game. Got a few yards in the play. They'll say they got three. That's the line of scrimmage. Shanks trying to get this drive going at their own 18-yard line. 10:13 to go here in this second quarter. Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College. Left side handoff. Fake handoff, excuse me. Quarterback keeper Shanks with his first carry of the game. That goes for just one. Mentioned Shanks had 9 carries last week in their 34-14 loss against Centralia. And most of his carries were on fourth down conversions. He also had a rushing touchdown, but the numbers is -7 rushing yards a million because of the sack that he took. So it is 3rd and 5 from the 20. Shanks jogging back over to the line of scrimmage after getting the play from Coach Trimble. Taking their time in between plays here. Shanks will go in the gun, and I think that there's too much time, because I believe that's a delay of game. Lack of urgency looked to me from their offense. So it'll be 3rd down and 10, unless they use a timeout. Oh, they did take a timeout. Okay, so no penalty. We haven't had a penalty. Well, actually, we've had one penalty in this game for 15 yards. That was a personal foul against Valley Heights. Other than that, it's been a pretty clean half of football. Both teams very much in this one. It's 8-7. Valley Heights with the ball at their own 20-yard line, 3rd and 5. I'll go and keep it right here. Mention some of the other games going on if you are listening to our Friday Night Fever show. A lot of great ones going on around the state. Here, Parabella is at Donovan West. Hartford at Axtell. That was one we mentioned earlier with a score of 16-0 Axtell after the first quarter. Troy at Valley Falls. Centralia hosts Christ Prep. Riverside at Perry Lecompton. Cause trying to get back right after a tough loss in week one. Roe Valley at Nemaha Central. Sabetha is at Holton. Wildcats took a tough loss last week. They're also trying to bounce back. Jackson Heights and MHMA is another big one in the NEKL. And ACCHS and JCN, probably the biggest match in the NEKL. That one's airing on our sister station, 93.7 CARE. So again, it's 3rd and 5. Shanks is going to be in the gun once again. Takes a snap. Looking to his right, throws over the middle. It's caught. First down. That is Royce Ekstrom on the reception. Gets all the way down to the 34-yard line. Gain of 14. Ekstrom had a reception last game. Second completion of the contest. He is 1 for 2, 14 yards. Or second attempt, I guess I should say. So 1st and 10, 8:50 to go here in the half. Quick bubble screen and on his knee making the catch is Ekstrom right near the line of scrimmage. Looks like maybe, did he get anything there? No, looks like it was a gain of 0. The second and 10 from the 34, 8:15 to go. Couple of completions from sophomore quarterback Max Shanks. Side formation, no receiver split out. Bigum the fullback. DeWalt the tailback. Takes a snap, hand off to Bigum. No, fake to Bigum. And rolling out to the left and getting tackled down in the backfield is Shanks for a loss. Loss of 4, looks like. A long ways to go, 3rd and 13. 7:25 to go. And again, Shanks and that offense, they like to take their time in the huddle. They avoided a delay of game last set of downs. They had to expend a timeout. And the gun, Shanks rolls to his left, got 3 receivers over there, and he's going to get hit, gets it off. And the pass is it caught or was it dropped? It was incomplete. Making the hit was Dylan Magnus. So it's 4th down and 13. Are they going to go for it or are they going to punt here? They are going to punt. But the wall sends it away. Bounces at the 39. And is going to be downed at the 37-yard line. Decent field position for Onega. Apologize, folks. Had to kill a wasp there. Had to kill 3 of these things. Think I got him. At least I hope so. Find out in a few minutes if I get stung. 1st and 10. Hand off up the middle. That goes to Hunter Lamond, the fullback. No game. So from their own 38-yard line, 6.5 to go in the second quarter. That was Lamond's 3rd carry of the ball game. Daniels is going to split out to the far side in the slot. Out wide to the right is Kelzer, and to the near side is Nider. In the gun, rolling to his right, Jackson Colter in the back of quarterback, trying to evade a couple tacklers. He's going to get taken down for a gain of just 1. So 3rd down and 9. Colterman currently 1 for 2 in relief for Zach Fisher, the starting quarterback who was injured. That was with less than a minute to go in the first quarter. 59.5 seconds left in the quarter. Now Onega, they're taking their time on this play here. And it looks like they're going to take a timeout and come over to the huddle and make sure that they get this 3rd and 9 yard play right. The big drive with 5:17 left to go. Onega trying to go on top for the first time today. We'll take a break here on our KMZA Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
5:17 to go in the first half, 8-7. Valley Heights leads Onega here from the Rosenfield Sports Complex in Onega. Jared Sluppy with you. Game of the Week on KNZA brought to you by Peru State College. Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Third and 9 coming out of the break. Onega needing a first down here. Try to extend the drive and take their lead back. Take a look at some of the scores here that have been sent in to me. ACCHS leads JCN 8-0 at the end of the first quarter. Fortune and McLeod both trying to end their streaks of losing that have extended for multiple years. They are scoreless after the first quarter. Axel leads Hartford 30-0. Perry LeCompton is up on Riverside 14-0. Atchison leads Casey Sumner 13-8 after one. Jackson Heights leads MHMA 14-0 after one quarter of action. Troy leads Valley Falls 13-0 after one quarter of action. Here we go. Third down. Boltzmann drops back to the pass, throws over the middle, and that is too high for his intended target, Josh Daniels. So it will be fourth down and 9. Continuing with some of the scores here. Oh, actually, correction. Colt McLeod and Horton are tied at 6 midway through the second quarter. And Holton currently is leading 14-0 in their matchup, which is against, let me see here, Sabetha. And also, Royal Valley is currently trailing Nemaha Central 34-0 after one quarter of action. So thanks to Kirk and all of the guys here that are sending in scores to us. Running it away is Coulterman. And it's going to be turned by DeWalt at the 30. Going to the far side, 35-40, and hit hard at the 41-yard line. That was Jeremiah Dorsey with a tackle. Nice return. And he will stay on the field. Hope he gets some more carries. DeWalt has only had 2 carries since his 66-yard touchdown. That was all the way back with 5:51 to go in the first quarter. Five minutes to go. You're in quarter number 2. I'll start from the Valley Heights 40. Misdirection and a fake handoff. And now it is handoff to DeWalt. There he goes. He's at the 30, 25, 20. He's going to go all the way once again. A 60-yard touchdown by Jaden DeWalt. Right on cue. That kid has wheels. And it is 14-7 Mustangs. 4:49 left to go here in the second quarter. And another huge explosive play. You know, look to get another 2-point conversion here. Here is a bounce to the outside, and Shanks will get it in himself. They are so good at misdirection. They've been getting me almost every single play. Where's the ball? And I can't even imagine trying to play defense against that. So they get the 2-point conversion. It's 16-7. Valley Heights leads Onega on the road. We'll take a break here on our Game of the Week here on KMZA.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
How about Jaden DeWalt, the 5'10 sophomore, 125 yards, 2 touchdowns in the first half. He just tramped for another 60-yard touchdown run. Unbelievable performance from him. By the way, if you want to stick around for a halftime show, it's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We'll get you caught up with all the area scores as well as some of the stats from this one. So after that one play, 60-yard drive, which has been brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Montana Martin, well, booted away and picked up on one knee was Connor Nider. Forgot he wasn't in the NFL there, so it's going to be scooped up at the 30-yard line. Looks like is where Onega will have it, maybe closer to the 28-yard line is where they're going to say he's down. So Jackson Colterman, the backup quarterback, trots over to his huddle. Those just tuning in. Starting quarterback Zach Fisher exited the game after he returned a punt with 59.5 seconds left in the first quarter. It appeared to be a left ankle injury. He took his pads off and certainly his day is done. We're out the middle, and was the ball out? I think the ball's out. And they are going to say that the Buffaloes fell back on it. It was recovered by Colterman, I believe. That'll go down as a 2-yard loss. So they get backed up to the 26-yard line with 4:20 to go in quarter number two. Needing a score on this drive to keep it within one score to go into the break. And likely they will be going for two from now on. Zach Fisher, their quarterback slash kicker, out of the game. Bring off his back foot into coverage. It's incomplete, broken up by Jaden DeWalt. Colterman kind of just fell away and threw it up for grabs at the 38-yard line right at the sticks. Luckily, that wasn't intercepted. So it'll be third down and 12. Clock stopping with 3:59 to go. Colterman started with a completion of 7 yards to Donovan Mason, but since then, 3 consecutive incompletions. And likely we'll need to fire away a pass right here on third down and 12. Trying to not give the ball back to Valley Heights before the break. And rolling to the right and getting tackled right at the line of scrimmage. I believe that was Landon Culling on the carry. Flag on the play in the backfield. And it's an illegal shift, 5-yard penalty, back them up 5 yards if they want to accept it, or they can decline it and be at 4th and 12. And they will decline it, so it will be 4th and 12. So Valley Heights will maybe try to score one more time before the break here. Got plenty of time to do it, 3:54 to go. Valley Heights likes to move the ball methodically, but hey, when you have Jay DeWalt breaking for explosive plays, you always take that. Again, 5 carries, 125 yards, 2 touchdowns for DeWalt. He's back to return this punt. And he'll let it bounce in front of him. It'll roll back all the way to the 30-yard line. He'll pick it up there. And he'll try to leapfrog one man. He tripped up at the 40-yard line. Nice leg tackle by Connor Nider. So 10-yard return by the running back. And once again, Valley Heights, an opportunity to put more points on the board before the half. And there is a flag on the play, though. It's currently sitting at the Onega 43-yard line. And it's going to be a block in the back against Valley Heights. Second penalty of the game. One going for 10 yards. So they start this drive at the 30-yard line. Shanks will be under center. 2-3 men in the backfield. Takes a snap. Hand off. DeWalt up the middle. Room to run. He's got the first down and more. There he goes again. 50, 45, 40. He's trying to get to the pylon. He's got one man to beat. He beats him, and he is gone. 70-yard touchdown for Jane DeWalt. What a performance. .323 to go in the second quarter. This kid is relentless. Another first play of the drive touchdown, going for two, looking to throw. Shanks going for the end zone, and that is dropped. His target was Dumbermuth, couldn't make the catch. So the score will stay at 22-7. So it is still a two-score game. Keep that in mind as we go to break. 71-yard touchdown, or 70-yard touchdown from Jaden DeWalt. We'll send it to break. It's 22-7. Valley Heights leads Onega here on the Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Jade DeWalt does it again. 70 yards on that drive on one play for the touchdown. It's now 22-7. That drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Update on a couple of the scores. Centralia now up over Christ Prep 19-0 in the second quarter. At the half, Holton leads Sabetha 21-0 at the half. All scooped up, Nider fumbles it. And it's covered at the 24-yard line. Fortunate not to turn that one over. So now Onega gets the ball. Plenty of time left here in the half for backup quarterback Jackson Holterman. Spotted down at the 23-yard line. Our score 22-7. Major scoring update brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Halftime show coming up next. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Again, 3:19 left to go in the second quarter. Up the middle, bouncing to the far side. It's Colton, and he's got a first down and more down at the 38-yard line. Solid run. Gain of 15. Make that 14. His longest carry of the game. And the longest carry period of the game. No runner besides Zach Fisher had had a carry longer than 2 yards until then. Actually 76 yards of passing offense. Yeah, not nearly that much in rushing offense. We'll get some of those official, rather unofficial numbers at the half. Ball's on the ground. It's going to be picked up by the Mustangs. Missed handoff by Coulterman, and the Mustangs jump on it. So with 2:39 left to go, another chance for Valley Heights to score. Second turnover of the game for Onega. So we'll see if they go back to the well here. Shanks. Under center. Takes a snap. Takes a handoff. Looking to throw. Got two receivers to the right. Falling away. Throwing right side. That's going to be come back and caught at the 18-yard line by Royce Ekstrom. His third catch of the day. They're hurrying up here. I believe that was a 17-yard gain. And here is a handoff right side to Waltz. And Waltz gets down to the 11. And actually said he was down at the 14 because that was a 21-yard play. That'll be a 7-yard gain for the Waltz. So second and 3. Going to get caught up on those last two plays. So Ekstrom, the only player with a reception, he has 3 receptions for 35 yards. Shanks, he's 3 for 4 with 35 yards. And again, Gene DeWalt, he just broke the 200-yard mark just there. He's 7 for 202 with 3 touchdowns. A 66-yarder, a 70-yarder, and a 60-yarder. And off right side is to Dumbermuth, and that's going to be a loss of 1. Loss of 3 is actually what they say there. Third down and 6. 1:18 left to go. Clock continues to tick down. Under center, Shanks, 2 men in the backfield, Bigham and DeWalt. Hand off, Bigham, left side, gets hit, and it's taken down after a gain of a few. Close to a first down, but it's going to be 4th and about 1. That is his second carry of the game. 52 seconds left in the first half now. Trying to make this a 3-score game. Would have done so if they would have been able to convert their last 2-point conversion. But the throw was dropped by Caden Dumbermuth. So it's 4th down and a long 2 with 35 seconds left. Here we go, under center. Shanks, nobody out wide. Hand off to Walt, left side. He's got the first down and dives to the 5-yard line. So that will stop the clock with 25 seconds left. 6-yard carry for Jaden DeWalt. With the chains, there goes the clock. 25 seconds. Shanks, handoff. Big handoff. No, it is handoff. Goodness. To DeWalt. down to the 1. Clock will continue to roll. 16.4 seconds left. Now it stops. And timeout is called. And that will be one more timeout left for the Mustangs. Now we can take a deep breath here. 212 yards, 9 carries for the sophomore Jaden DeWalt. One more big opportunity here for the Valley Heights offense to really separate things going into the break and really get a huge burst of momentum. That's for Onega. They're trying to just get a stop, stay within 2 scores. Onega had a chance with 2:45 left to go in the second quarter, but a mishandled handoff. Ball was put on the ground by Jackson Coulterman. And turn back over. 2 turnovers in the first half from Onega. Almost a perfect half from the Mustangs. Last week they played very well in their 34-14 loss, you could argue. So a few things didn't break their way. Centralia, the number 6 rated team in the state, according to K-Preps. So here we go, Valley Heights, chance to add on to their lead. From the 1, Shanks under center. Hand off, Bigum, and he is in for the Valley Heights touchdown. That is his first touchdown of the season. And it is now 28-7 in favor of the Stangs. 15.2 seconds left in the half. Go for 2 here. Try to make it 30. What a job by these running backs for Valley Heights. And how about this offensive line as well? Leading the way for their rushers to have such a successful day. Here's a run up the middle. And the try is no good. Bigum trying to do it himself there. So it will stay 28-7, but a hefty lead for the Mustangs with 15.2 seconds left in the second quarter. We'll take a break back here on our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
United Bank and Trust. Hi, this is Cassie Becker with United Bank and Trust. Help us kick off the Centralia Panther football season at 6 p.m. on Friday, September 16th. Meet us at Riggins Field for your free Centralia t-shirt. We hope to see you on Friday, September 16th, while we cheer on the Panthers as they host the Onega Buffaloes. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
KMZA.
Mustangs turn a turnover into points after a fumble on a handoff from Onega. A 1-yard rushing touchdown by the big man Mason Bigum. Cason Bigum gets him into the end zone to make it 28-7. And what a job that Valley Heights has done here this afternoon. After a tough loss last week, they really bounced back and stuck it to Onega here on the road. Here's a kickoff by DeWalt. It's a little squib kick that lands on the ground. It's fumbled and then dove in on. Dana Morris was down. It looked like he might have been able to go after the ball, so they went for the tackle. And they get the ball at the 35-yard line. Here's the 34-yard line. 13.1 seconds left in the half. Once again, our halftime show coming up next. Brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. So that last drive, 39 yards. with 15.2 seconds left to get a one-yard touchdown run by Casey Bigham. And that drive summary is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Coltman in the gun, two men in the backfield, one receiver right, one to the left. They'll split out wide. Drops back to pass, clean pocket, throwing it deep into some coverage, and that is going to be broken up, almost intercepted by Shanks. Actually, Dummermuth, intended for Daniels. 6.5 seconds left. Just some deep shots here by the back of the quarterback. Had a quick 7-yard pass right out of the gate, but since then, now 5 straight incompletions. Actually, 4 straight, beg your pardon. Zach Fisher, their starting quarterback, injured towards the end of the first quarter on a punt return. There's his left leg. I believe it was his ankle. We saw it, right? We'll talk to head coach Ben Coltman on his status for next week in our next episode of the Coaches Show here on KMZA Wednesdays and Thursdays at 5:30. So I want to say Tuesday and Wednesday. Coltman running into the right side, and he is swallowed up for no gain, and that is how the first half will come to a close. So 24 minutes in the books. Our score, Valley Heights 28, Onega 7. We'll send it back to the studio briefly for a quick break, and we'll come back with our halftime show, which is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. This has been your Game of the Week first half here on 92.1 KMZA, brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative.